Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter, dictating an endoscopy report on Brittany Blakemp. Date of birth 11/26/1988. Date of procedure April 19, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golter, do you know? Referring physicians, Dr. Lindsley. Mm-hmm. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is bright red blood corrector, comma, diarrhea, comma, refractory, heartburn, comma, vomiting, comma, hiatal hernia. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as lung injury, all explained to the patient. Period. Patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position. Today is for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Period. While lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination name of the duodenum stomach of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, or retroflex is obtained at the cardioperit. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. The G-junction was examined as normal, well lubricated. Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve. In confluence of the fold, period. The terminal M was integrated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecal malleus, cecal valves, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sonic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, and retroflex was obtained at the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was created as a five, 1-2-2. Period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal and metastases appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained in this area for further evaluation to allow EOE given refractory heartburn. The Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Common biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation. Next line, there was a 1 to 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia seen best with coughing. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for esophageal and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, upon entry into the stomach, there was a good amount of clear fluid that was suctioned aggressively to reveal the underlying mucosa and to, prior to proceeding with the remainder of the examination. There were 3 diminutive gastric body polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to the 2 portion count. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next time, the terminal ileum, common last 0.5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next time, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and the left colon to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was rectosigmoid erythema noted that started at 20 centimeters from the anal verge and was worse in the rectum proper. Colon biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue PPI daily and famotidine nightly. Next line, would recommend gastric emptying study for further evaluation for gastric paresis given the patient's symptoms as well as retained liquid in the stomach. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.